This week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association and SRS Commodities. Joining this week's program is Kelly Bean Company General Manager for North Dakota and Minnesota, John Barsh. Can you give us an update on the condition of the dry bean crop and where we're at with crop progress?
Yeah, well, we're definitely rapidly approaching here. I think we've got a few beans in the door already at a few plants, more in Minnesota than North Dakota, but it's ready. I mean, there's a lot of beans, like you said, desiccated and ready to harvest. We just haven't gotten enough in to get any sense of the yield yet, and that's probably the biggest question we all face. Will we be pleasantly surprised a little bit in the east with a little better yields on beans like some of the grain markets or grain yields were? We'll have to wait and see, but with USDA pegging North Dakota average yield at about 10.8 bags and Minnesota at 16.5, we have to get it further into harvest to see if those are going to be accurate or, if we come in lower or higher than that, we'll have some impact on where the markets go from here.
So let's talk about those markets, John, because it will be interesting. And a lot of analysts and people who watch these markets closely are already thinking there is definitely room to move higher.
Yeah, there is. But it really depends on the yields. If we come in, at the USDA numbers are lower for sure, there's going to be, some reaction to that. If we start getting a little bit higher, I don't know that the market's going to back off any, but, we've seen a pretty dramatic move up just in the week or two before harvest here, where basically everything right now has a 40 or better in front of it. Even the kidney markets, which, are irrigated and not really having as much of a production issue as the drought areas of North Dakota this year, but even the kidney markets are still in the 40s. So whether we're going to stay in that range or go higher or lower is really going to come back to the final yields when we get into the harvest further.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, made possible in part by BASF's Sharpen herbicide and Johnstown Bean Company.